Christ has risen. Alleluia. Amen. There's Mary, alone, weeping, stunned, in disbelief that the stone has been moved and that Jesus isn't in the tomb. Mary is still expecting to see Jesus, but instead she sees two angels sitting in the tomb as though they've been waiting patiently for her to arrive so they can ask her one question. And the two angels look at Mary as if this is the most normal moment in the world, that it isn't scary or weird. They ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Now, I want us to hold this image of Mary weeping and stunned, standing there with the two angels sitting calmly within the tomb, because I want to share something from a book called The Seasons of Life by Jim Rohn. It's a synopsis of the premise on how we can see life as seasons. And in this analogy, Mary would be feeling like she is in the midst of a deep, dark winter. And I'd like to tell the synopsis this way. There was a father who had four sons. He wanted his sons to learn not to judge things too quickly. So he sent them each on a quest, and their quest was to go and look at a pear tree that was a great distance away. The first son went in the winter, the second in the spring, the third in summer, and the fourth son in the fall. When they had all gone and come back, he called them together to describe what they had seen. The first son said that the tree was ugly, bent, twisted. The second said, "No, it was covered with green buds and full of promise." The third son disagreed. He said it was laden with blossoms that smelled so sweet and looked so beautiful. It was the most graceful thing he had ever seen. The fourth son disagreed with all of them, and he said it was ripe and drooping with fruit, full of life and fulfillment. The father then explained to his sons that they were all right, because they had each seen but one season in the tree's life. He told them that they could not judge a tree or a person by only one season, and that the essence of who they are and the pleasure, joy, and love that come from that life can only be measured at the end, when all the seasons are up. If they gave up when it's winter, they would miss the promise of their spring, the beauty of their summer, fulfillment of their fall. I think this story is a beautiful analogy for the journey of Holy Week, where we start in the summer with Palm Sunday. We follow into fall on Holy Tuesday and Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday is our winter. And here we meet again, our beautiful Mary Magdalene, always faithful and courageous, and her love and trust in Jesus. We are back with Mary, who has just been asked, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Now, I think Mary was very gracious in her response. I would have been incredulous. Like, "Oh, I don't know. Jesus, who I love dearly, his body is missing." As if his being crucified wasn't terrible enough, someone had the audacity to steal his body. Then for some reason, Mary turns around, and Jesus, whom she mistakes for a gardener, asks her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" This question that Jesus asks Mary is the question at the heart of our own longing. Whom are we looking for? What is it our hearts long for? Mary's reply is Jesus. She's looking for Jesus. Then Jesus, our good shepherd, calls her by her name, says, "Mary." And every fiber of Mary's being recognizes Jesus. And we find ourselves with Mary in the spring, where life is filled with green buds and full of promise. Jesus saying, "Mary," is like a Zulu word, "Sabana." I see you, and by seeing you, I bring you into being. And Mary feels this knowing in the depth of her heart and responds, "Rabuni." Like in Zulu, the response to Sabana is Ninkona, "I am here." Jesus reminds us that he knows his own, and his own know him. Because etched within our hearts is the promise Jesus makes to us, tells us we are his and he is ours. We are beloved. He has molded us from the depths of the earth, knitted us together, carved us in the palms of his hand, counted every hair upon our heads. He sees us. We have his love. Wherever we go, he goes with us. Nothing will ever separate us. We are his beloved. We belong. And we are claimed by God as beautiful. Our Easter invitation is, "I am here." We gathered together, this community, we are here. Our shared love of Jesus connects us to each other and to something greater than ourselves, and that something is God and our relationship with God. This relationship which is rooted in love and compassion, this relationship with God sends us out into the world to share the good news that Jesus comes to bring peace to broken hearts, bring peace to hearts shattered by violence, bring peace to hearts crumbling under oppression, bring peace to hearts pierced by grief. Sabana, Ninkhona, oh, this steadfast love which holds us fast and steady through the seasons of our lives, always to find Christ there as we journey together and sharing the good news that we are all beloved, and together we can make our community like the kingdom of God here and now. Christ has risen, alleluia. Christ has risen indeed. Amen.